still trying to deal with last week's devastating magnitude 7.5 earthquake. Papua New Guineans in the country's mountainous southern highlands have now suffered further aftershocks. Three more tremors above magnitude 5 have shaken the area, around 600 kilometres northwest of the capital, Port Moresby, rattling already fragile communities. Caritas Australia's Disaster Response and Management Officer in Papua New Guinea, Milton Kwaipo, says people are struggling without access to basic supplies and vital medical care.
Due to the landslides caused by the earthquake, most of the houses have been covered. More than half of the food gardens in the affected areas have been covered, completely covered by the landslides. Roads have been cut off. Water sources like rivers have been either completely covered, mostly completely covered by the landslides, and for rainwater tanks, most of the tanks have been destroyed by the earthquake. I got further reports this morning that in some places there's little to no food and water.
Already difficult to reach after the February 26th quake, the largest to hit the region in nearly a century, some areas are now entirely cut off. Most of the deaths, estimates of the total range anywhere from 30 to about 70, are believed to have occurred mostly when landslides buried homes and the families inside. The aftershocks have increased the toll, with the Red Cross saying about 670,000 people live within 100 kilometres of the quake's epicentre. Aid agencies say hundreds of thousands of people need urgent help. PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has declared a state of emergency and announced emergency relief funds to help those impacted.
We are putting in Tari, Koroba and Kobiago and Pomo and Magarima, Mendi and Nipa, the most affected areas, 2 million kina each for those. And the other districts like Imbongu, Kagua, Yalubu, Pangia, Kandep, Kikori, Liagam and Telefomin and of course North Fly, we are putting 1 million kina each to each of these districts. So the district administrators can immediately use that money to intervene and making sure that we can make the lives of our people much easier.
Papua New Guinea also has significant liquefied natural gas operations, producing more than 7 million tonnes a year. The oil and gas giant ExxonMobil is working to evacuate non-essential staff at some plants, with production to be affected for weeks to come. The local explorer Oil Search has announced it stopped production in quake-impacted areas. Peter O'Neill has praised the international community for its support, particularly Australia.
Working closely with many of the donor agencies, and I want to thank in particular our friends in Australia, as I said, New Zealand. They are sending in supplies of medicine and food, which we are clearing immediately. Israel, China, Japan, and many of these organizations and countries are working closely with our team, and they are in constant daily briefings so that we can coordinate our relief efforts in an organized manner.
The Australian government has issued condolences to the victims of the disaster, saying the true extent of the damage figures will become clearer in the coming days. It says it's providing logistical support to the PNG military and is helping coordinate information and monitor further seismic activity. No Australian citizens are believed to be among those affected. In a video provided by Australia's Department of Defence, the humanitarian duty officer at the High Commission in Papua New Guinea, Darian Clark, has praised Australia's quick response.
The people in the affected earthquake zone are crying out for help, and Australia can be proud that we have responded as fast as possible, and we are the first on the ground to provide the essential items that will sustain life and livelihood.
Papua New Guinea's National Disaster Centre says it's still completing a full assessment of the damage. Milton Kwaipo from Caritas Australia says the cleanup will be difficult and time-consuming.
Really, it is definitely answer to how long it will take, but it would be months at the minimum. Yeah, so it's just a mixture.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.